This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf Hashavua. We're learning Simchat Kuf Yud Zayin. We begin in middle of Sif Beis. The Mechaber in Sif Beis began that individuals that need rain in the summer, they're not to ask for it in Baruch Aleinu, but rather in Shomei HaTfilah. The Mishnah Berurah explained that even though if you need Parnasa, you could ask for it in Baruch Aleinu. Parnasa everyone needs. Rain is damaging elsewhere. Even a big city or a region like Spain or Ashkenaz, they are considered like individuals, and if they need rain, they ask for it in Shomei HaTfilah. Umiyu says the Mechaber in Be'eretz Achas Kula Hatzricha Matar B'Maisachama Ta Ba Yachid. But if in one land that needs rain in the summer, an individual made a mistake, V'Sha'al Matar Be'Berchas Hashanim, and he asked for rain in Baruch Aleinu, Imroitza, if he wants, Chayzer Mispalo B'Taris Nadava, he could daven as a generous offering, beloy she'ela, without the same talamata levracha beberchas hashanim. So, in other words, if an individual made a mistake in a place where they taka need the rain, and he asked for rain, if he wants, he could be chayzer umispalel as an adava, and he does not ask for rain in berchas hashanim. Aval ena mechuyav lachzer klal. He does not have to go back. Now, does he have to add something? He doesn't say, the Mechaber doesn't say that he has to be moist of something. But this person who asked for rain the first time, he could go back and daven as a tefillas and daven. In other words, if everyone needs rain, and an individual made a mistake, he's allowed to go back as an adava. I mean, normally you're not allowed to daven as a tefillas nadava. Normally, nowadays, we don't daven as a tefillas nadava. But if this guy made a mistake, we'll allow him to go back and daven a tefillas nadava. Says the Mishnah Berurah b'shoimei ha'tefillah, sivkatan tes, v'nira delfizeh dekol shekein sheyesh lanu lishol matar b'shoimei ha'tefillah achar zayin mar cheshvan. Certainly, you could ask for rain in shoimei ha'tefillah after Zayin Cheshvan. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael they start on Zayin Cheshvan. But let's say in Chutz La'aretz they don't. So let's say you want to start asking for rain after Zayin Cheshvan. Or Ibein Pesach Atzeres v'mkom satzrichen l'kach. You could ask for in Shomei HaTfilah. Da'afilu b'tkufas Tammuz. Even in the summer, the Siman Kolehim Sholem Shomei HaTfilah. Kosev Atas. Ha did Sibor Mutar L'Sbal B'Shomei HaTfilah. This that at Sibor is allowed to ask for rain in Shomei HaTfilah. Haynu Kishem Espal in Belachash. That's if they're davening quietly. Avalo Yoimer Oisai HaShe'er Tzibor B'Kol Ram. But the She'er Tzibor should not say it B'Kol Ram. Afilu B'Shomei HaTfilah. Even in Shomei HaTfilah. So the She'er Tzibor, when he's repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, he should not ask for rain in Shomei HaTfilah. He should not in Shomei HaTfilah say the same talamata levracha. That's what the Taz writes. Umin hagenu kayoim she'omer she'er tzibur Shomei HaTfilah. Our minog is that nowadays the she'er tzibur will say it in Shomei HaTfilah. But he doesn't say the words the same talamata levracha. He'll say other psukim. Aval enoi Oimer v'sein talamater l'chud. He doesn't just say v'sein talamater. Kiyim b'psukim mashal l'shainos. He says psukim and other expressions. Okay. Uchvar nidfas v'sidurim. It's already printed in the sidurim. Uv'shabbos v'rosh chodesh v'yomtiv. Shabbos v'rosh chodesh v'yomtiv. Maskirin yud gemo midos. We mentioned the yud gemo midos harachamim. V'oimrim izmari tehillim shalmatar. Kide'isa b'sidurim. Choyzer umespalo, you go back and you daven. Mayri shasiyem kol tefilase. It's talking about where you finished the whole tefillah. Then you go back and daven as an adava from the beginning of the tefillah. But let's study this for a minute. This is a place everybody needs rain, and a guy made a mistake and he is shoyal in Birchas Hashanim. He doesn't have to go back? So we say if he wants, he could go back and daven a taras nadava, which sounds like that be'etzem, fundamentally, he's yoytze, even though he asked for rain. Right? In other words, what's the point of the mechaber over here? That if he wants, he could go back as an adava. L'chayr, the point is, he's yoytze. Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah Berurah continues. He goes back and he davens as an adava from the beginning of the tefillah. But if he remembered before he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, loy shayach loymer sheyachse leberchas hashanim v'yispal kin adava. It's not shayach. Yeah, go back to Berchas Hashanim and daven as an adava. So what? The first part of your Shmoneh Esrei will be as a chiyuv, and then the rest will be as an adava. That doesn't make any sense. Right, you can't daven one tefillah half l'shem chayv and half l'shem nadava. Ela yisayim mitchila kol tefillah. So you should complete from the beginning your whole tefillah. Ve'acher kach yachser v'yispal b'taras nadava. And then you daven b'taras nadava. The Rama ends off. Aval inu mechuyav lachser klal. You don't have to go back. If the rain wasn't withheld, this din that the whole land needs matar, it's not just, you know, they're running low. There's a definitive drought. But if there was not Atziras Geshamim and the guy asked for rain, then Midino you have to go back and daven as a Tfilas Nadava. The big question is, what do you do in the southern hemisphere? This is what we were speaking about last week. In the Dirsha, they bring down that in lands that the winter is the summertime and the summer is the winter. Let's say Argentina, Brazil. So in the Shal Shachubas, Taras Chaim, who is the first to deal with this. And this is the custom of the Rabbanim in London, which began by Rav Nosson Adler, not to be confused with the Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer. And Rav Shmuel Salant agreed that you ask for Saint Talamatar Levracha in the winter. Meaning when it's winter, in Eretz Yisrael, that's when you ask for rain, even though for them it's summer. However, if rain is mazik, so they're going to ask for rain, basically, in the winter, the regular time. Now, so when it's winter in Eretz Yisrael, when is it winter in Eretz Yisrael? I guess from Cheshvan until Adar. They're gonna ask for rain. When Eretz Yisrael asks for rain, they're gonna ask for rain. But what if rain is harmful for them from Tishrei until Nisan? Then they say the same bracha the whole year. And when they need rain, they should ask in Shemeya Tefillah. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said Legabe Australia, that they follow Eretz Yisrael, and if they need rain, they ask for it in Shemeya Tefillah. The Har Tzvi says they should not do differently than what the rest of Klal Yisrael does, but b'diavad, if somebody asks for rain in the summer, he doesn't go back. Shevet Alevi says no, they should. They should follow their seasons. Anyway, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here today, okay? Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.